Bang, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yanaf Strong, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. All right, a powerful TV campaign launches to tackle Indigenous smoking. The title of this campaign, We Breathe, Tackling Indigenous Smoking. With that, we're going to catch and have a yarn now with Susie Gillies, Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program Coordinator. On the line, Susie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Congratulations. It's about promoting, marketing, getting it out there. And we need to close the gap regarding smoking for our people. So tell us about this campaign.
So we're a nationally funded by the Department of Health and Ageing program called Tackling Indigenous Smoking. And so we went about producing community-led and driven television commercial.
Yes.
So we got local community and mob from all over our catchment area together, and we talked about our ideas and our creative and what we wanted to achieve and what would really resonate with our mob.
Yes.
And we come up with the concept of that community football game, like heading off to the knockout.
Mm, yes, yes. Well, football's a tool, and it grabs attention of our mob. We love our football, love our sports. And there's the platform in regard to promoting or the TV and the campaign.
Yeah, and we came up with like three different storylines that we were really trying to target, you know, young people and their peer pressures, young mums or women who are pregnant, and just really trying to get in touch with mob that, you know, we might not otherwise reach through usual platforms like Aboriginal Medical Service or your local GPs.
Exactly.
And just trying to get that message out there about how dangerous it is. And
when did the campaign kick off?
We actually launched on World No Tobacco Day, the 31st of May.
Okay, lovely.
And we were really fortunate to secure a spot at our local cinema to screen our ad, as well as a reconciliation piece on...
How long does the campaign run for, Susie?
We're actually going to run this campaign for a full 12 months.
Yeah, beautiful.
So we're cognizant of how much it costs and how much time and energy we put into making these things.
Mm.
And then often the campaign only runs for a short period of time.
Sure.
And so we're going to – this was really pushed hard during the State of Origin for New South Wales, Queensland.
Yep.
We screen on the Channel 9 network in all of the rugby league games and a number of other topical shows, current affairs shows, and things like Lego Masters, which we hope it might attract some of the younger
sure,
ones.
Sure, exactly. And then when you're talking about those TV shows and you're talking about like NRL, State of Origin, they're captive audience. The people are watching anyway, so it draws their attention and it's in their face. And the old saying, repetition, mother of all schools, we've just got to keep promoting it, keep pushing it out there, don't we?
Yeah, and keep really pushing that it's not just the smoker that is harmed. It's secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke, and really vaping is a really big issue as well. I think big tobacco were struggling. They'd lost their market share a little bit with their youth. They weren't going to take up the cigarettes, and then they came at them with this new product, and they really pushed it hard with, you know, influencers and social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Next minute, all our mob are out there vaping.
Yep, exactly. So how long have you been the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program Coordinator?
I've been with this team for a bit over 2 years now.
Okay.
And we actually rebranded our team from, so we were previously known as Butt Out Bunda, you know, butt out your cigarette.
Yeah.
But because of the emergence of vaping, we felt that we needed to have a new look
yeah,
and
gotcha.
A new feel. And you know, by focusing on the lungs and breathing and the positives of, of not smoking and vaping, we felt was a much better approach.
Exactly.
And we didn't want to be a big stick. We didn't want to say don't and stop it. We wanted to say it's hard. It's a journey. How can we help?
How can we help? In this together, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, fantastic. How many in the team there, Susie?
There's seven of us in the team at the moment.
Big shout out to the other six. Big shout out, team effort.
Big shout out. Yeah, we've got lovely Kate down in Cooma, New South Wales. We've got Michael and Caden in Queanbeyan, and Darcy in Shoalhaven, and I've got Nakia here in Batemans Bay as well as our. As our deadly comms officer, Sean Duncan Kinchella.
There you go.
Who Mob might know from Parramatta Indigenous jersey designer.
Yes.
Recently won Indigenous Storyteller Prize, which is pretty fantastic. We're pretty excited to have him on our team.
Well, Susie, you only deal with winners, don't you, sister?
Yeah. Sean was also the co-producer of the ad, along with Benny Edwards and BC Films. So, we got to work with some deadly people. And most importantly, we got to have our local community members there and in the ad. They get to see themselves on TV.
That's right,
and
exactly.
They get to go, hey, auntie, I've seen you.
Yeah, that's
I know
right.
that look.
Yeah,
I know that look.
Yeah,
that one that makes me want to crawl back inside myself.
True that. But the fact is they relate to it. And then the actors or the people involved, it makes them think, leading from the front, you know. If I'm smoking,
absolutely.
I need to stop, you know, don't act, you know, like, there it is. Look, fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Big shout out to all the Deadly Mob out there. Keep your eyes and ears open. We breathe, tackling Indigenous smoking. So there it is. Deadly campaign. Thanks for your yarn. Big shout out to your Deadly team. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Susie Gillies, her name is. Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program Coordinator. So, yep, we have the new powerful TV campaign that's been launched back in May, and it goes for 12 months. So keep your eyes and ears open for it. And we breathe, tackling Indigenous smoking, a very powerful statement. And, we need to stop and break down the break the circle, so to speak. And it's yucky habit, and let's protect our lungs. And if you can do for yourself, do for your children, do for your grandchildren. There it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
That's what my friend told me. Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
One time, she up, monkey, monkey, monkey. gonna get banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and suji them too. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sub it something, you sub it down for my double fly, 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 fly. Chiyum chum, okoliga. Chiyum chum, algadi. Chiyum chum, ow. Chiyum chum, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we've got Which Way Yarning next segment. We're going to catch up a yarn there with the boys in blue. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. And got his bodyguard there, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. Good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming along. Start with you, Steve. Who you mob? Where you from, brother?
Yeah, Steve Grant, proud Jitterbell boy from the wet, rain tropics of the Tully Mission Beach, Cardwell area.
Gumboot City. Yeah, my correct. Brother. Too deadly. Big shout out to all the mob down there. Cardwell, Tully mob. Thank you very much, Innisfail. And over to Len Delay, Athen Hillbilly up top, brother.
Very dry at the moment.
Yes. And we're just talking about the wet seasons. And here we are coming into monsoonal, Christmas time. The heat is on, but this is where supposedly these cyclones and rains and what have you. We had a big hit last year with Cyclone Jasper, which virtually went across the coast and left a lot of water, a lot of liquid.
Yep.
And you were talking about maybe you got a trip up in Mornington Island very soon, brother.
Yeah, I was just talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, so, it might be a soggy trip there.
But, yeah, Glenn was in the firing line almost this time last year. We wouldn't be able to make it up the hill if the...
Yeah, you... did you come down at all?
No, so when those cyclones roll in, I have to work from home.
You have to, thank you, that's right, yeah.
So, I've got a couple...
Put all the missiles away.
Yeah, I've got a couple of very competent sergeants at Edmonton Station that hold the reins for me, and I'll just fire the shots.
Team effort.
Yeah.
All right, boys, at topic today, safe drinking. Mm. Look, we're coming into the silly season, as in it's party time, it's Christmas, it's family gathering, what have you. But it's about controlling the little brown bottle. So safe drinking is what we're talking about here today.
Yep, absolutely. And certainly drinking too much alcohol can lead to embarrassment, injury, accidents or health problems. And where our interest is, arrest for making some poor decisions. Mm. Certainly this time of year, while people have their Christmas parties, some people get a little bit loose, drink a little bit more than what they'd planned to do.
Sure.
And obviously there's consequences for that.
And the consequences can, affect you in the hip pocket, but also points in regard to, driving, for drink driving, and if not, a fine, if not jail time, if not, lose your job. And if not, lose your partner too. I don't know. You just got to be careful and you're making the right decisions, eh?
Yeah, and look, when these seasons roll around, people do celebrate. So, that's where we notice an increase in alcohol consumption. And that's why it's important to limit the amount you drink.
Yes.
To risk that harm of injury, alcohol-related injury or disease.
Yeah. Mm. So what's a standard drink anyway?
A standard drink contains about 10 grams of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the amount of alcohol that your body can process in 1 hour, which is why we have those limits on how many we would say that you could safely consume before you could get behind the wheel of a car.
So if you're pulled over and you're blowing a bag and you're over the limit, do you go back to the police station?
The processes are we'll breath test you roadside.
Mm.
A lot of people want to know when we tell you that you're over the limit, want to know what that reading is. Most of the times we won't tell you what the reading is because that device that we're testing you with is, although it's calibrated, it's not a correct indication.
Mm.
So you don't inform the person what the limit is?
Yeah, sometimes we'll tell them what their reading is.
Sure.
We certainly don't have to.
Okay.
Normally, if I'm going to tell someone what the reading is, it would normally be when they're so close to that 0.05 limit, just to let them know you've come very close to being detained and taken back to the station.
So if they are over the limit, they are detained and you take them back to the station, is that right?
So they'll come back.
They have another test there?
Yep, and that's the one you're going to be charged off. That instrument is calibrated.
Mm.
So it's a very accurate reading.
Steve, you notice I'm asking these questions, eh? That shows you I haven't been there, brother. Yeah. You like that, eh?
Yeah. And the other thing is, Glenn's should identify is also is the range. Like, it could be high, medium, or extremely high. Is it?
Oh,
is it
three? So, you've got your above the alcohol limit.
Yep.
You've got your mid range, and then you've got your high ranges exactly. So, yeah, above the alcohol limit, obviously 0.05, but up to 0.1. Then you've got your mid range up to 0.15, and then the high range of above that. And we really don't want to be anywhere near those alcohol readings.
No.
Now, 0.05 is the limit, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. And look, for learners and provisional drivers, it's zero.
Zero.
Zero, yeah, okay.
So
right,
we need to tell our young ones, if they do have that L or P plate in their window,
all right,
do not drink if you're going to drive.
Sure, thank you. That's all P colours, red and green?
Correct. Yep.
Yep, thank you, correct. Okay. Yep. And, well, of course, yellow, as in learners, the person sitting in front with them has got to be fully licensed, but they got to be... Did they get breathalyzed as well?
That's right.
So, okay, and they got to be at zero. So
they've got to be zero as well, because they're actually in charge of the vehicle at the time.
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, so the actual offence is drink driving whilst in charge of that vehicle.
So if the L driver has got alcohol, and then also the person sitting with the open license, are they both gone?
We've got two offences.
You've got two offences there. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Oh, I didn't know that. So going back to taking the person back to the station, they do another test there, and that is the where you get your reading from.
That's right. That's
and whether they're charged or not. I mean, in that time going back there, it could drop down, but I doubt it.
Look, it absolutely can drop down, and that'll all depend on whether how much they've eaten, their body stature.
Drinking water.
Or it can also affect it if you have just finished consuming alcohol, you'll still be your alcohol levels will still be rising.
Probably get to the station, ask for a quick cup of coffee, have a coffee, drink that. And
well, this is the thing. Yeah. Within that 20-minute period, you're not allowed to have anything in your mouth.
Oh, gotcha.
So no gum, no cigarettes.
Oh, red gum as well.
No water.
No water. You just have to wait.
Fruit tingle.
Yep.
Yep.
And so the idea of the 20-minute wait is so that there's no mouth alcohol present when we do that breath test.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we will find some people roadside where they actually, are 0.05, which is over the limit. You need to be 0.049. That surprises a lot of people.
Okay.
Look, we may then give them another 20 minutes roadside and just do another check.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they have come back under,
Sure.
And then we just let them know how close they've actually come. Yeah. So, but that 20-minute period is important just to get rid of all mouth alcohol. So if you are pulled over on a roadside breath test, you were normally asked if you've been consuming alcohol. Mm. If you've just had a drink, it pays to let the police officer know that I've just taken a sip of a drink.
Yeah.
I just finished a drink a minute ago and I just jumped in my car.
By informing the officer, what's that do? Give you a bit of light, does it?
Yeah, what we'll do, we won't breath test you. We'll tell you to park your car and we'll wait there 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll do the breath test. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be under.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel compelled to say that they haven't had anything to drink. Look, the breath test is not going to lie to us.
Be upfront.
Very honest.
Yep.
Yep.
So how can I drink safely and responsibly?
I've said this previously on this show, is counting your drinks is the most important way, but also knowing what a standard drink is and how much is in each serving that you're consuming. So, all of our alcohol canisters have a label on it that lets you know how many standard drinks are in that in that container.
Mm-hmm.
Set yourself a drinks limit and stick to it. Avoid drinking in rounds. Trying to finish a drink before you get another is always a good one.
Yeah.
Avoiding people topping up your glass before that's empty, because
you can't measure it then.
That's right. We're going to lose count of how many drinks we've consumed. So, they're things that are going to, once we've lost count, we don't know where we're at.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But the other thing, no one knows you better than you. So you should know your virtually own limit or how far you can go, Now, do most places have an opportunity where you can test yourself before leaving the premises?
Look, unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
And I know there are a lot of breath testing devices out there on the market that you can purchase.
They're good things to have.
They're very good things to have. What I would say is that they're not accurate and they're not calibrated.
Sure, but it gives you a fair idea where you're sitting.
it would give you an indication of where you're sitting, but it's not, it's never a guarantee that you're going to be under the limit.
Okay.
Look, if I had a device I'd purchased and I'd blown into it and it was giving me an indication of 049, I certainly wouldn't drive.
Okay, there you go. Yep. All right, warnings.
Yep.
Okay, yep. And what other ideas share?
Just slow down your intake with alcohol-free drinks, so you might have a bit of water or a soft drink in between.
Okay.
The faster you drink, the higher your breath alcohol concentration is going to be, because your body can only process that one standard drink per hour. So, look, if you mix it up with drinking water, soft drink, or even opting for some very low alcohol drinks, look, it's a way to be able to socialise and consume alcohol for maybe a longer period without going over those limits.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when you look at, people... Some people chuck back at the police force. This is all revenue. That's all it is, mate, you know?
Yeah.
But you as officers, you don't get a commission when you're booking anybody, do you?
Nothing.
It's not a pay rise, it's not a bonus, is it?
It's called saving lives.
Well, thank you. There you go. That's right, you know?
Yeah.
So there's nothing like that. So when you're talking about revenue, well, it's not... if you're doing wrong, well, it's not revenue.
No, exactly. And,
you know?
And Steve's dead right. Our road death toll is quite high, and at the moment it's
probably... 270 currently for the year.
For this year, 2024, 270 people have died.
And we're not even in the Christmas period yet.
Which is a lot. Yeah.
And that's speed, alcohol, seat belts, that's all the above,
all
isn't
the
it?
Fatal five, exactly. Yeah.
Fatal five.
There you go. So if you're getting fined, you know, well, it's your own fault, that person in the mirror.
Yeah, and look, it always amazes me around these Christmas seasons when we do get our drink drivers, because there's a lot of messaging that gets out in the media that we are absolutely going to be out and about.
Mm. Of course,
so,
yeah.
You know, if you're ever
do the
gonna,
right thing.
If you're going to get caught, it's definitely going to be around these periods, because even as
and
police...
And it's all your fault. It's your own fault.
Like we know people are going to be drinking more, and so we're out on the roads making sure that we're having that high visibility and enforcement and trying to curb that those behaviours.
Look, love, thoughts, prayers going out to people who've lost loved ones
and
because of these fatal fives, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And the culprit has got to live with that as well.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's not a good place to be in.
No, and that trauma, you know, affects everyone.
Of course it does.
Not just the
snowball effect.
The person that's done the wrong thing, you know, it's their families, friends. You know, it extends right out. A lot of very innocent people die on our roads because of somebody's poor choices.
Sure.
Exactly. The other thing I wanted to point out too, Trevor, is people who go out on the town until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Just remember, if they jump in the car the very next day, they would be over the limit if they've consumed a lot of liquor.
Sure.
You know,
Glenn
was just saying about, you know, how much you had. You don't even know how many you had at a nightclub.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah. Well, when you're virtually full tank and you're still going, well, you're putting more alcohol in, you might drive that night, but next morning, as you're saying, you wake up.
Yeah.
It's still in there. If you don't remember how many you drank last night, you lost count. You wasn't even counting.
Yeah, and when you're charged with a drink driving offence, that's one of the documents that we serve on you is that you cannot drive for another 24 hours.
Mm. Yeah,
and the reasoning for that is that we know that after 20
alcohol's still in, 24, in the system.
Yeah, 24 hours after you had your last drink, at least then we know there's not going to be any more alcohol in your system. So that may be a something that we think of, like Steve's raised, because we do get a lot of readings when we do RBTs in the mornings.
In the mornings, yeah, gotcha.
Which surprises some people because they actually didn't think that they had consumed as much in the previous evening. But look, the body's just not actually processing it, and it's they're still present.
Oh, is that
exactly
an example of that? I was with the officers in Edmonton and went around a school zone, set up a site, then a lady read 0.05 at 8 o'clock in the morning, dropping the kids off.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah.
So fine. So with the fine and what have you, and losing points, do we know where we're at with that? What's the costing?
Look, when you need to go to court for these.
Okay.
And certainly it can range with what the magistrate feels is appropriate. You know, for the day. So
at the station, when you're over the limit, you get fined. You get a fine.
No,
you don't do that.
No, so
you do the points there.
No,
all done through court.
Yep. So you get a notice to appear to attend at attend court.
Mm-hmm.
Look, most driver's licenses, if if you're over, you can expect a driver suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some of your P drivers then end up on
good behaviour.
You end up on a curfew from 11 to 5 a.m. I believe it is.
Okay, so you can still do the job for 12
months. No. So they've got the suspension.
Okay.
Once they've served their suspension, then they're still 12 months on a late night driving suspension. And also then that will also put the date that they're going to be eligible for their open license back for that. If it's a 3 month suspension, that's going to drop it back 3 months.
Yep.
But also then that
3 months and 12 months is 15 months.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Well, the 12 months, then they're on a late night driving suspension as well. So. Yeah, it just pays to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Keep an eye on things and not find yourself in those situations.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing the facts with us, boys. And very important, like I said, the silly season. And it is celebration time. We all go on holidays, and some people just need to think before they act.
Yeah, and make sure you've planned before you go out.
Okay.
Deciding... with your friends, who's going to be the designated driver? It's too late once you get to the event and everyone's drinking to
full tank. That's right.
Always have a bit of money in your back pocket there for that taxi or rideshare home. Mm. Don't spend all your funds. And look, public transport's
50-cent buses.
It's always a great.
Well, you're going to a party. You know what's happening. You're either going to have a drink or not. If you go to work next day, you probably won't drink because you got to work next day. But if you're not working next day, then you're probably going to have a drink, so leave the car at home, catch an Uber.
Yeah, and look, then you've taken that choice at the end of the night, you don't have that option to drive your car home.
No, that's right,
it's waiting for you at home.
Now, quickly, what about people fall asleep in the car and they've got the keys in the pocket?
In charge.
They can be charged.
It's the same drink driving charge.
Is that right?
So they're in charge of that vehicle, they've got the keys in their pocket. Certainly if they're in the driver's seat, that's fairly easy to prove because they've got the ability to start that car and drive it.
Okay, so 5 trees away from the car, you put the key in the tree, they hide it there, you go back in the car and have a sleep, you're right there, mate. Yeah, thank you. There you go.
That's a crazy way of thinking about it.
I just think if the keys are on you, you're in charge of the vehicle.
That's right. I
think it's also an offence, Glenn, you can quote on this. If I'm with you and I'm consuming as a passenger, can I be given a notice?
Not a notice, but I believe there is a ticket for consuming that alcohol
as a passenger
in the vehicle.
In a public place. Yeah,
but don't quote me on that one.
Sorry, as a passenger, I'm not driving.
Yeah, there certainly was a ticket previously. Yeah. I know because I've written that ticket a few times.
Did you?
Sorry, just to recollect, a passenger sitting in the car drinking, you can be charged.
A ticket for consuming alcohol.
In a public place.
In a public place, yeah.
Oh, if you've got the drink in your hand, got it with you. Thank you. Okay,
So it's not a drink driving charge. It's just another traffic ticket.
All right. Thank you. Stay away from alcohol. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you knew that, Steve.
I think you told me.
Yeah, that was my next question. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Fantastic information. It is silly season. There's the information. Like I always say, life is simple. People complicate it.
Yeah.
So people, do not complicate it. Plan ahead. If you're going to go out and celebrate and got a lot of Christmas parties to go to, Uber over, get a lift, catch a taxi, whatever the case may be. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your yarn, boys. Yep. A beautiful yarn with the boys in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning is the segment. And we do that once a week and just talk about all different topics and opportunity to talk about programs. You can ring in and add to the conversation as well if you've got something to say. By all means, the boys in blue are here. Love to see the girls in blue, and the pretty boys and nice looking fellas, but love to talk to a girl every now and again. Boys, you know what I mean? But it's all good. You're laughing in the background, too deadly. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Sending me signals, don't let
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yanup Strong? It's about towards 2035. We're talking about a campaign, which is the Pharmacy Guild's strategic plan for the next decade. Look, with that, we're going to catch up with a sister who's a pharmacist, and that's Tamira Guevara. And on the line, Tamira, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you? I am good.
Fantastic. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from?
So I'm Tamira. My mob is the Arab people from Darnley Island. I'm in Brisbane at the moment, you know, in the community, North Brisbane.
Beautiful. Darnley Island man here, so we got connection, my sister. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, good to be young. Congratulations, being a pharmacist. We're talking about towards 2035, which is the Pharmacy Guild strategic plan for the next decade. So I see this as a campaign, a bridge builder for communication with our mob in the pharmacy world, you could say, yep?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So when we're talking about this fantastic campaign, is it for the state or for the nation?
So for the nation, ultimately, yeah, every state's going to work towards what they can for mob, but ultimately we want to create a safer, more, you know, advocating environment for mob across Australia.
Look, with everybody out there, go to a pharmacist every now and again, but for those people who are that way inclined, that they live through pharmacy, well, we need to have that communication, that bridge, that builder, and the bridge that we need to build in regarding that communication and education. I think you were stating earlier that they fall through the cracks otherwise, yes?
Yeah, and I mean, it's absolute nightmare trying to get to a doctor these days, especially, you know, if you live out way and, you know, don't have close access. A pharmacy is just always there, always open. It's just a good way to go in and get what you need without all the pressure and appointments. So it's really good to have that option there.
Fantastic. And looking at the strategy, which is anchored by four focus areas, one, patient services and innovation. Two, member services, value and engagement. Three, advocacy and partnership. And four, a thriving community pharmacy network. So those four pillars build a strong foundation for communication and education, you would say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How long have you been a pharmacist, Tamira?
So I'm recently registered, so I'm a freshie.
A freshie, oh, there you go, new kid on the block.
Yeah, proper registered for about a couple of months now. So
enjoying that journey?
Oh, hey, look, it's rewarding. It really is.
Good. So in regard to this profession, is there a lot of First Nation pharmacists out there?
Not a lot. Unfortunately, there is only a small handful of us. But, you know, there's heaps of programs out now and, you know, different drivers to try and get more of mob into those fields so that we can connect and, you know, provide healthcare on a deeper level.
So just paint the picture for the young ones out there who may be listening. What does a pharmacist do? What does your job entail?
Stick things on bottles. No.
Shut your mouth. There it is. Drink that. Drink that.
So essentially we are pretty much, you know, you go into a pharmacy, you get a script from the doctor, so on. We dispense it for you, but it is a lot more than that. It's you come in, you have a chat. We like to get to know about you. We want to make sure you're okay. We're going to look at everything, you know, if you're taking anything else, if you're not feeling well, you've got a flu. We're pretty much there just to come in and make sure you're all right, give you the medicine and care that you need, and point you in the right direction if need be. So it's very community. It's very for the people.
Sure, sure. And a lot of people travel to a pharmacist after coming from their doctor, and then they have prescriptions, and then you guys have those tablets or those liquids for that, you know, that medicine as such. But otherwise, pharmacists, you make up medicines and doctors as well. If people haven't been to the doctor, they go straight to the pharmacist. You sort of know how to tackle their illness. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you come in, oh, I've got a runny nose or I haven't been sleeping well or, you know, my leg hurts, I've done this, I've pulled this doing footy, you know, all the rest of it. We can absolutely help with all of that as well. So we're not just the legal drug dealers, you know.
Thank you.
we're there to help. So
fantastic. Look, we need more pharmacists at the First Nation. Fantastic. Tamira, thank you for the yarn about towards 2035. Pharmacy Guild's a strategic plan for the next decade. Let's look after our mob. Let's have the communications open. Let's have this bridge, so to speak, so we can communicate and have yarn, and so our mob doesn't fall through the cracks. But Tamara, thank you, sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay no warm, worries. And we'll yarn soon, eh?
No worries, man. You have an awesome day, hey?
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there, Tamara Guevara, her name is, community pharmacist, Arab Dunleolan woman, and not many pharmacists out there, so congratulations, sister, leading from the front. But it's about this campaign, closing the gap, so to speak, communication, education, in regards to dealing with our pharmacists out there. So about towards 2035 is the title. The Pharmacy Guild's strategic plan for the next decade. So it's a bold and a practical response to the lessons of the pandemic and the challenges of workforce shortages and the increasing expectations of patients and policymakers. It outlines a clear vision that our communities will think pharmacy first for healthcare. So there it is. Have you saying yarn up strong? This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you say yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
get on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. The moon and stars that always shine out on the ocean wave. And when the lazy waves roll by, like breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. It's always a place for me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, walnut tree grows. Are you from Torres Strait or any place including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi Oak Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. The moon and stars that always shine out on the ocean wave. And when the lazy waves roll by, like breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always a place for me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, walnut tree grows. Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi Oak Way. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, walnut tree grows. Are you from Torres Strait or any place, including Central Way? Any place is just around by Mardi Oak Way. Are you from TI?